good morning. Happy Monday morning. Today's July 15th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we're talking back to school today, the 20th annual back to school, no less. It's going to be happening this Saturday on the 20th from 9 to noon at Midway Church on the way to Villa Rica or on the way to Carrollton, depending on which way you're coming from. Today's guest, representing Southwire's Project Gift, we have a Southwire's Project Gifts giving back coordinator, the one and only Stephanie Anderson, my pal. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I've never shook someone's hand or community voice.
Especially
this is nice.
Yours. It's usually hugs. So that
yeah, it's usually
very,
hugs.
Like,
so it's like, how are you doing? Yeah, yeah. Or Seth Cain used to say, remember to vote early and vote often. That's what he used to say all the time. Every time he shake my hand. Oh, better stop touching cables. I'm going to break some. So, we're talking about the 20th annual back to school. This has been going on for some time. I imagine most folks are aware of what this all entails. But you know what? You don't, because this year is even better and even bigger. So you better be paying attention. Why don't we start with you, Stephanie? Tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your position with Southwire's Project Gift.
Okay. I've been with Southwire for 2.5 years. I was fortunate to kind of land where I want to stay. I found my weirdos within the company, and we are on the giving back team. So this is my first year running the show. So fingers crossed, everybody come out, get your school supplies. But we just love to make sure that all the kids are starting out on the right foot, getting the supplies that they need, helping out the parents. It needs to be a happy time. Summer's coming to a close. You're starting a new grade.
It's a big last hurrah.
That's it.
Everyone remembers how scary and, like, we have Sunday scaries now, like, where you get anxious about having to, what surprises does Monday hold in store for you? I mean, kids have that for, like, weeks leading up to school coming back.
Not going to sleep. You're thinking about your outfit. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got my AC/DC shirt laid out. But it's like, I mean, this starts the year off on the right foot. They got all the supplies they could possibly need. Talk about some of the other events. I know that Project Gift is they do a lot. So if you could speak a bit to the events that you guys have throughout the year.
Yeah, so disaster relief is really where Project Gift started. So that's a focus whenever there's, you know, natural disasters in the area, tornadoes, hurricanes. You know, you put that bat signal up in the air, and we're going to be there to help out. We also do Toys for Tots around the holidays. That's just been a really strong partnership that we have here in West Georgia. And then we do our Walk for Water, which we had this past April, where we bring awareness to the global water crisis that still exists in the world, and raising money for that. And it's a good time. And
this year's event was good.
It was a lot
that
of
was
fun.
Cool.
A lot of fun.
The kids had so much fun. I like how you guys set up like plenty of activities for the kids. So they're like have giant like little bubble rings. They're running around and going on the walk with their family.
That's it. I mean, I'm a mom of three, so I want to make sure that any kid that is at the event, they're going to be occupied and not bored and crying and making their parents wish that they'd stayed in bed. And that's another thing of it is, you know, we want the community to come out. We want Southwire employees to come out. And we want it to be a family event. We want to give back to the community, but we don't want that to impact or take them away from their family. So let's just bring it all together.
Awesome. Time is 8:34. Just a reminder, we are live streaming on this morning's WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest, Giving Back Coordinator Stephanie Anderson, about the 20th annual Back to School, I'm going to be keeping an eye on that chat. So feel free to throw those in there. Awesome. So now that we know a bit about a Project Gift, let's talk about last year's event. So last year's Back to School, was this the first one that was held at Midway?
No. Last year, I believe, was either the 4th or the 5th. You know, I mean, 20 years is it's a long amount of time. And every single year, you know, it's gotten a little bit larger and a little bit larger. And it used to be in our corporate parking lot. And then we had to get a space that was big enough to fit the shoes that we now need to wear. So Midway has been our home the last few years, and we'll be there again. They're gracious enough to welcome us back with open arms. So,
yeah, so that served as the perfect spot last year because there's tons of room for folks to get in line. I think that's a big thing that people don't realize, is that when you're planning events like this, you know, you want to be able to have enough room so that people can get off the road and not have to be blocking traffic.
That's it.
I can't imagine the State Patrol's a big fan of that. So shout out to Midway, tons of space where folks can get in line. Last year, I remember we were broadcasting from B92 Country, updates to let people kind of know, okay, so this is about what the line's like. This is what you can expect. But honestly, it moved fast the entire time.
It's a very well-oiled machine. I mean, again, 20 years of doing this, we've figured out the do's and the don'ts and what to anticipate. And the traffic last year was perfect. So hopefully we have that again this Saturday in beautiful weather.
And beautiful weather. It's supposed to be nice, right?
I think so. I'm also a little scared to look at my weather app, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they say, like observation makes it real. So maybe it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful weather. And last year's event, I mean, do you have a rough estimate about how many bags were given out? It's all right if you don't have, I'm putting you on the spot.
No. Last year, I believe we gave out a little over 4,500. And this year we have 5,000 that we're ready to give away. So
wow,
5,000 here in West Georgia. And then across all South Wire locations, we're giving out 30,000 book bags.
30,000 total?
30,000 total.
Oh my gosh. So that's like multiple South Wire campuses across the country.
Every single South Wire community is participating in this event.
Are they all mimicking what you guys started?
Some of them. We have five locations that are hosting their own events. Similar, you know, baby steps, trying to do what we here do in West Georgia. Other sites have partnered with local organizations that are doing their own distribution events, or they've just found a group in the community and they take the book bags and supplies directly to that organization. So there's different levels.
Now, there's something else you guys are doing. I know that I believe you've been doing this for a few years now. Talk to us a bit about the My Favorite Teacher Contest.
Yes, so the My Favorite Teacher Contest, typically we give out three awards, but this year, in honor of our 20th anniversary, we're giving out 20 awards. And that's for any community that is participating in the event. So they could be in Starkville, Mississippi. We can be in Bremen, Indiana, of course, here in West Georgia. But families, students, anyone, if there's a teacher that's just really stood out and done a great job, give them a shout out. And they can win $500 each to be used, you know, throughout the next school year for whatever they need for their classroom. So,
wow. So 20 separate teachers that have been selected. So when, let's say I have a favorite teacher and I want to nominate them. What do you have to do?
All right. So the information, we've shared it on social. So you can find it on Facebook or on Instagram. You can also go to the Southwire website, and there will be a back to school page where you can find all the links to nominate your teacher. We're doing written and video nominations. So if you want to get real clever and put together a fun video clip, we would, you know, love to review it and see what you'd like to share. But what was the last part of your question?
Oh, so
my brain squirreled off.
No, it's cool. It's all right. Mine does that all the time. It's the typewriter. I get distracted by the typewriter. You know, so if you have a teacher, you can nominate, and you can either do like a video entry or an essay, or is it?
Yeah, they so want written a video. Or video, and you can go to social or go to the Southwire website to find it. The last thing I was going to mention is just the date. That's very important. So it's going to be open till the end of summer, but August 1st at midnight is when we're going to cut off submissions. So, you know, I know my kids are starting back to school on the 2nd. It's going to start getting crazy, so don't forget to just go ahead and do it now.
Look, you know, you got that. Your student, or perhaps you are very impressed with one of your child's teachers, or if you're your kids want to nominate somebody, that teacher that makes them that inspires them, that makes everything easy to learn. You know, makes them comfortable. If there's some all star teacher out there, they could be one of the 20 teachers to win $500 from Southwash Project Gift.
West Georgia Technical College is actually our My Favorite Teacher sponsor. So they have partnered with us so that we can give out the $2,500 prizes to our teachers. So
shout out to West Georgia Technical College. You guys are awesome. Time is 8:39. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Southwire's Project Gifts Giving Back Coordinator, Stephanie Anderson, as we talk about this year's Back to School event. It's the 20th annual Back to School event, 9 to noon this Saturday at Midway Church. Midway Church. You're not going to want to miss it. They're shooting to give out 5,000 bags. 5,000 bags of school supplies this year. So, we're going to take our first commercial break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's program with Southwire's Project Gift on our News Talk WLBB 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments or kudos to our guest, Giving Back Coordinator Stephanie Anderson, feel free to jump in the chat, and I'd be proud to read those out to her. I imagine she has most answers to most questions.
Let's hope.
Let's hope so. If you're just tuning in, last segment we talked a bit about Project Gift, last year's back-to-school event, as well as the My Favorite Teacher contest this year in honor of the 20th anniversary of the back-to-school event. 20 separate teachers. 20 teachers who will be nominated and by students, parents. If you're tuning in and there's a teacher that you would love to win this accolade, you can go on Southwire's website, find the back-to-school tab, and then you can enter either by video or essay. So be sure to get that nomination in by August 1st so those 20 teachers can be selected to receive their gifts. All right, let's talk about this year's event. So take us from the top to the bottom, all that people can expect to look forward to. We'll start off with it is a drive-through event again.
It, it is a drive-through event. And also, you know, you start each week new. It's like, okay, Monday, what's on the agenda for the week? And then talking about it, the fact that it is this Saturday, it'll be great. I'm super excited. So, yes, it is a drive-through event. So wake up in the morning, grab some breakfast on your way. You will probably be waiting in line for a little bit. But when you get there, just pull up. You know, when it's your turn, people are going to ask you what grades and how many kids you need bags for. Then you'll pull up and you'll get your school supplies, either roll the window down or pop the trunk. It's as simple as that. And then Midway also has their clothing bank that's going to be open. So when you get to the end of the line, if you need some additional resources, you can take a left. If school supplies is all that you need, you can take a right and go on about your day.
That is crazy. So Midway Church, they have their own clothes bank of donated clothes. So if, like you mentioned earlier, you know, kids are anxious about that first day of school outfit, you got to wear the right thing. You know, you got to, I mean, obviously, so this kind of helps make that a bit more possible some families are out there struggling.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop. So come by. We'll have two different types of book bags that are available. So kindergarten through third grade and then 4 through 12. Get the bags that your kids need. And then if you do need, you know, the clothes, help them pick out an outfit for their first day of school, first few days of school. It's a one-stop shop all right there.
That's amazing. So how many... is there a limit to how many kids can be in the car?
If you have a bus and you have a lot of children, hey, more room in the heart, more room in the home. But if they're, we can give a bag for every child that's present. If not, we're going to limit it to 3 bags per vehicle, just so we can make sure that we're supporting as many families as we can.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. So, hey, if you got a whole family, a bunch of kids, bring them on out because Southwire is wanting to help make the school year a little less stressful, both for the parents and the kids, so they can get their bag of school supplies. Let's talk about the individual bags. So you specified that there are two kinds of bags. There is the kindergarten through third grade and the fourth grade through 12th grade. Can you take us through what kind of items are in each bag so folks can kind of know which line to get in?
Yeah. So each bag will have paper, erasers, the folders with the three prongs, and then we have specific items for the different grades. So the kindergarten through third grade bag is going to have colored pencils and wooden pencils with little handheld sharpeners. And then the 4 through 12 bags, it's going to be a little different. So we're going to have USB drives and mechanical pencils and things. When you are going through the different grades of school, you know, you don't need colored pencils in high school. So it is not
it's depressing
a one-
me. Like, as we're talking, I'm having this, like, this sad moment. I'm like, yeah, you know, you didn't really use colored pencils in high school, did you?
So it's not a one size fits all. So we tried to tailor each bag for the student needs of wherever they're at in their schooling. So
I got to ask, not that it matters, but I'm curious. Are the USB drives, do they have little south wires on them?
Actually, I'll let the cat out of the bag for those that are listening. The USB drives have West Georgia, University of West Georgia on them.
How cool.
Yeah, they did an in-kind donation and provided the USB drives for our 4 through 12 bags.
That's great. Yeah. Giving kids a little direction. Like, hey, you know, Southwire, Project Give, West Georgia Technical College, all these sponsors, they're helping make sure you're supplied now. And then, you know, maybe when you graduate, you can come out here, come out to West Georgia. So shout out to the University of West Georgia making that. That's super cool.
Yeah.
So yes, so you have all the bags are going to have papers, erasers, three ring binders. Is that what they were called?
Did like the
you said,
pocket folders.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
In
little
there,
envelopes in there.
Yes. We also have hand sanitizer in both of the bags. Some bags have the index cards. I've had my coffee this morning. I'm trying to rack my brain. There's others. So early in June, we actually, for all the bags that are being distributed in West Georgia, they were packed by Southwire team members. So we all got together throughout the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we set up assembly lines, and they would grab a bag and they'd walk down and put the items in there, seal it up, ready for this Saturday.
And that's a lot of bags.
It's a lot of bags.
5,000 bags.
Yes.
How long did that take?
So it took all of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we actually packed everything for West Georgia, but also I mentioned that some of our sites do the back to school a little bit differently. We have an army of volunteers and people at Southwire here in West Georgia that want to be part of it, and they're willing to support in any way they can. We do have some smaller facilities where there's a need in their community, but maybe they don't have that many people that can physically pack the bags. So we pack bags for them. We actually packed, I think, like over 12,000 bags.
Whoa.
Early in June. So
for the other campuses as well.
Like, so 5,000 of that is going to stay here in West Georgia, and the others we shipped off so that they can distribute that in their community.
Are there... where do the supplies come from?
Yeah, so we work with Carrollton Office Express to get our supplies ordered, and it takes a lot to get all of that coordinated, make sure that you have all of the paper and the pencils and the erasers, and it's a massive order.
The logistics,
yes.
I mean, wow.
Some packs pack their bags themselves. Some of it we pack here in West Georgia, and then we have to ship it. So, yeah, it's... like logistics on logistics on logistics. But yeah, we partner with Carrollton Office Equipment that's here in West Georgia to get the mass order, and then we parcel it out the way that it needs to go.
I just can't help but imagine like a delivery driver staying up to watch the Braves. You know, they're tired, they come in the next day and they're like, hey, we have a we got an order.
What?
And they're gonna start collecting like 30,000 pencils. Oh, that's so awesome. So just a reminder, so this is the 20th annual Back to School event. It's going to be this Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, the 20th, from 9 to noon at Midway Church. We're gonna recap a few things when we come back, but just a reminder, there will be K through 3 bags, 4 through 12 bags. All the bags are going to have papers, erasers, the folders, as well as hand sanitizer, but the kids, they'll get colored pencils, wooden pencils. That also just makes me hope that, you know, there are still pencil sharpeners in classrooms. I have a feeling there may not be, but I hope there are.
We've got a little sharpener in there just in case.
So you don't even need to worry about that, because mm-hmm. Southwire's hooking you up with a pencil sharpener. And then the 4th to 12th bags, there's going to be USB drives, courtesy of West Georgia, mechanical pencils, and so much more. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into more. Oh, hey. We got a comment from our very own Kim Fitz. Shout out to Kim Fitz. We love you, dear. She says, as a mom who packs favor bags for birthday parties, LOL, I applaud y'all. Not easy, is it, Kim? Shout out to Southwise Project Gift for doing this every year, 20 years, in fact. And this year's going to be the biggest and best yet. All right, so time is 8:50. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Giving Back Coordinator for Southwire's Project Gift, Stephanie Anderson, as we talk about this year's 20th annual Back to School event coming up this Saturday. If you have any last-minute questions or comments or kudos, like our pal Kim there, feel free to throw those in the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to her. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice, happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Monday, July 15th. We are chatting with Stephanie Anderson. She's the Giving Back Coordinator for Southwire's Project Gift, the nonprofit arm of Southwire that has been taking care of people for a long time, whether that be through disaster relief, back to school, Toys for Tots, Walk for Water. They do a lot. And of course, Stephanie is the gal to be chatting with because she knows all of that. And she's been coordinating that for some time now. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode or the live stream, which is currently going down on our WLBB Facebook page. If you have any questions, comments, kudos, any last-minute thoughts you want to throw Stephanie's way or my way, maybe you just want to insult me, that's fine. Whatever you got, throw them in the chat there. So, Stephanie, we're almost out of time here. I know we only have probably about 7 minutes. So, things like this are very difficult to pull off. I mean, you were just talking a second ago about, you know, you and the Southwire team here locally bagging like 12,000 bags of school supplies. That's a lot. And that's a lot of items. So you can't do it alone. And I imagine you probably have some folks here in the local community, organizations, businesses that have stepped up and helped make this possible.
Yeah, it definitely takes an army of support, not only boots on the ground making it happen, but we do have our sponsors. So, of course, West Georgia Technical College, they're fronting the My Favorite Teacher contest. The University of West Georgia is always very supportive of everything that we do. We also have... Sorry, touched my phone. Med Impact, 316 Healthcare, Addison Smith, Phoenix, and Heartwood Products, Tysinger Vance, Jason Templeton State Farm.
Don't you love that? I love the auto balance thing, like when you're trying to like move it.
I know I do not want to send a text message. All right. And then we also have, you know, some other in-kind businesses in the community that have helped. Culligan Water is providing water for our volunteers. It's going to be hot on Saturday. And so we want to make sure that everybody's hydrated and everybody's staying safe. And so they're donating water to us. When we were packing Alabama, Georgia roll-offs, they helped us to make sure that, you know, as we're going through all these supplies, we've got to have a place to get the trash and the items taken to where they need to be. Taken care of. Let's see, who else? Gateway Printing, Wallace Graphics, you know, they help us with our advertising. Wilson Outdoors, if you'll kind of see while you're driving around town in Carrollton and in Villarrica, that we've got some back-to-school information about this Saturday up on the billboards, and they graciously have helped us out, as well as the newspapers here in West Georgia. So it takes an army to get the information out, to get everything organized, to get everything put together, to make sure that this Saturday and all of the other events throughout the Southwire communities are going to be successful. So we couldn't say thank you enough.
That's fantastic. And of course, Graddock Communications.
Yes.
I mean, radio, we're out there. Let's be honest here. Come on. You left us out. But I mean, we're out there beating the drums. So you'll see us. We are going to be live streaming. We're going to have some live remotes out there on our B92 Country Facebook. If you tune into B92 Country 92.1 or KISS 102.7, we're going to have live remotes going out there from 9 to noon as well. So live updates. If any exciting things go down, we're going to be letting people know.
Are you going to have a graduation robe on again this year?
Do you want me to? I was thinking about it. Maybe not. I don't know.
The world's your oyster. You do what you want.
I have a suit of armor. I don't know. What's the worst thing to have out in the heat? I don't know. Maybe I'll wear a diving suit or something. I most likely will be in some kind of costume. So if you want to see that, throw tomatoes at me. That's fine. Come on out. But this is a blowout event. Every year it gets bigger and better. Can one more time before we let people go, let folks know the important details, when, where, what, how, and please let them know where they can learn more, where they can get some more of that information.
All right. When? This Saturday, July 20th at Midway Church in Villarrica from 9 a.m. to noon. You can come and get school supplies for your kids, kindergarten through third grade, 4 through 12. If you have more than 3 kids, try to have them in the vehicle. Otherwise, we're going to have to limit, each car to 3. You will pull up, pop your windows down, pop your trunk. We'll just put the bags in your car and then you can go on about your day. And we're super excited to have you come out and support us and have fun. We'll have some giveaways and some things to keep your kids occupied while you're waiting, and just
come on out.
Come on out.
And one more time, they can go to Southwire's website.
Yes, Southwire's website. Keeping me honest, Josh. So you can, to learn more, you can follow Southwire on social media, so Facebook and Instagram. You can also go to Southwire's website, to the back to school page, and there's going to be information about the West Georgia event, as well as the My Favorite Teacher contest.
Excellent. You have till August 1st to nominate your favorite teacher. They can be one of the 20 lucky winners in honor of the 20th anniversary of back to school. One of the 20 lucky winners to win $500. To use for school supplies, anything to make the year better, mm-hmm. For the students and kids. Stephanie, thank you again. This is great. 20th annual back to school, 9 to noon, this Saturday at Midway Church. Do you have any last thoughts you want to leave audience members with?
No. Saturday is going to be great. Everybody just think about wonderful weather. Come out there and get the resources that you need to start the school year out on the right foot. Woo!
We're going to start off on the right foot. We ended on a funny foot, but wait till you see this Saturday. It's going to be a blowout. Come on out, 9 to noon, Midway Church, the back-to-school event, bags for K-3 and 4-12. Don't miss out on this. Again, thank you, Stephanie. You guys are the best.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.